This is WLRN News. I'm Tim Padgett. After dismissing the COVID-19 pandemic as a hoax, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Bolsonaro's behavior leading up to today's news has cost him popularity even in perhaps his most loyal outpost, South Florida. When Jair Bolsonaro won the Brazilian presidency 2 years ago, expat Erica Faria voted for him with all the enthusiasm of a samba parade. So did some 80% of Brazilian expats in South Florida. But since then, Faria, who lives in Hollywood, says the right-wing Bolsonaro has disappointed her, especially when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic. Critics say Bolsonaro's contempt for masks and social distancing is one reason Brazil has the world's second highest number of cases and deaths. So when he confirmed he's infected with COVID-19, Faria said he'd already lost her support.
Totally. We weren't surprised at all. Everybody was waiting for him to test positive. He's the president, and he wasn't really caring about the coronavirus, the COVID. So what happened to this guy that we elected?
Brazilians here are also hoping Bolsonaro's positive test will cause Brazilians there to start taking the pandemic more seriously. Rio de Janeiro native Ronald Wieselberg is an engineer in Miami Beach.
He definitely downplayed the severity and the way that the virus spread. He was mingling with crowds everywhere. But now that Bolsonaro has been proved wrong, hopefully people change their behavior.
Wieselberg warned, however, that he doesn't think Bolsonaro's hardcore supporters in Brazil will change their pandemic behavior, just, he said, as President Trump and so many Americans haven't yet changed theirs. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.